Lowering prescription drug prices, tax relief for caregivers, and large Medicaid cuts will be some of the major talking points of New York's 2020 legislative session. The state is facing a $6 billion budget gap due mostly to the rising cost of Medicaid. State officials are considering cutting $1.8 billion in Medicaid spending and delaying $2.2 billion in Medicaid payments, which could hurt nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Assemblymember Monica Wallace, who sits on the Assembly's Aging Committee, says the legislature has to close the budget gap without lessening quality of care.
I think it's really a matter of taking a look at what are some of the ways that maybe we can increase efficiencies in the way care is being delivered, trying to cut some costs that might be duplicative. It is really going to be a huge challenge to try to address that issue.
Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget proposal includes lowering medication prices. He's suggesting capping insulin payments at $100 a month, giving the state power to fine drug makers for price hikes, and creating a commission to study importing drugs from Canada. This has the support of the AARP. State Associate Director Randy Hoke says a special interest group thinks this is a good first step, but they're disappointed Cuomo recently vetoed a bill that would stop insurance companies from changing medication coverage rates during the middle of the year.
Consumers of insurance products have to commit to an insurance plan and a formulary, and they're able to do that once a year during open enrollment. Insurance companies can then in turn change the formulary, which will impact the financial situation of those individuals. The governor vetoed that. We're going to take another look at that in 2020.
Lawmakers will also consider a bill meant to help those who take care of their family. The legislation would give family caregivers up to a $3,500 saving on their tax bill, or up to half of their caregiving expenses. Hoke says this could go a long way to helping the state's more than 2.5 million unpaid family caregivers.
We know that when caregivers are supported in a way that they can effectively care for their loved ones, the loved ones that the folks are caring for are going to be in better shape.
One in six New York State residents are 65 and older. That's about a 26% increase from a decade ago. Wallace says caring for older adults has to be a major priority for the state.
At the end of the day, the New York State budget is a reflection of what we consider to be priorities in New York State. And I think caring for some of our most vulnerable individuals, you know, the elderly and the disabled, is something that we should make a priority in our state.
The legislative session begins January 8th. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.